In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Just a few words for tonight as we continue our preparation for Easter. Today, as you certainly know, we are celebrating in Chicago the commemoration of the Infant King Novena that we have every month. We pray for all the intentions we receive at the headquarters in Chicago nationwide, and we offer them to our Infant King there at the shrine every month from the 17th to the 25th. So today we commemorate the Mass, is a special Mass. We commemorate the Nativity, not the Mass here, obviously, but the Mass in Chicago is the Mass of the Nativity, exceptionally, due to this novena. So I thought of an interesting connection that we can make between our Lenten preparation and the celebration of the Nativity that we have at the headquarters. Let's first look at the mystery of the Nativity. We see certainly a connection between this mystery, the mystery of the Incarnation, the mystery of the Nativity, and the Salesian spirituality. St. Francis de Sales had a very special love for the Feast of the Nativity, the Feast of the Incarnation. We know that the spirituality of St. Francis de Sales is very uplifting, very positive spirituality in some ways. And why is that? Well, because once again, he contemplates this mystery of the Nativity, and he sees a God made man. Now, man can see himself in some ways in the face of our Lord himself, sign of hope and confidence. However, the Nativity cannot be disconnected from the mystery of the redemption, from the cross itself. That little manger made of wood, that same wood will soon become the wood of the cross. These first drops of blood that our Lord is shedding on the manger or during his birth and a little bit later during his circumcision following the law, these first drops of blood prefigure, announce the blood of the cross. So now you might wonder, what is the connection? Although we just talked about the passion and blood in some ways, what is the collection or the parallel that we can make between the Nativity and Lent? So while driving, I had a little inspiration from the Holy Spirit, I hope. I saw in the mystery of the Nativity, and therefore the Epiphany as well, I looked at the three gifts that the Magi brought to our Lord. You're all familiar, obviously, with the three gifts: the incense, myrrh, and gold. First, incense that was offered back in the days to gods. Remember that the first martyrs were put to death for refusing to burn these grains of incense to the false gods. And Christ comes as true God, and the Magi acknowledge his divinity by bringing this incense to him. Now only one incense, the incense at the altar, can burn for our true God. The myrrh, as a reminder of the Christmas season, the myrrh was offered to Christ as true Savior. Remember that we would embalm the bodies for the dead to avoid corruption. So we, by offering this gift of myrrh, kind of balm that we anoint the body with, by offering this myrrh, the Magi acknowledge the fact that our Lord is true Savior, that soon he will die on the cross. And finally, the gold as true King. Back in the ancient times, of course, we would bring gold to the kings. So Christ our King, the Magi bring this gold to him, sign of his kingship over all nations. So now let's draw the parallel with this Lenten season. If it's not already obvious for you, three gifts and three pillars of Lent: prayer, fast, and almsgiving. Through prayer, as we just said, we offer that incense to our Lord every day. Through fast, we want to mortify our senses. We want to die to ourselves in order to live only for Christ. Following, of course, the same example of our Savior who soon will die on the cross, parallel with the myrrh that is given to the true Savior, by the Magi, that myrrh that should embalm all our actions during this Lenten season. Do not fast with a sad face, as we heard, but fast, you know, with all your senses, because all your senses have committed sin. Fast with your tongue, what comes out of your mouth. Fast with your ears, what you listen to. Fast with your eyes, what you watch, what you touch, and so on. Maybe the most difficult one is fasting with our tongue. Not only these external senses, but with St. Thomas Aquinas, we should also fast with the internal senses, especially memory and imagination. Much harder than giving up sweets or alcohol, which, of course, I do not say you shouldn't do these things, but fasting with all our senses is much more difficult because it's so part of us. So something so dear to us in some ways, our senses, especially these internal senses, once again, memory and imagination. So fasting with this sensing, putting this balm over all our actions during Lent. And finally, we talked about gold, the true king, and almsgiving. The image is obvious. We want to give up, you know, maybe some goods that you might have. You want to, you know, be generous towards people around you, your neighbor. We oftentimes think of financial help. You can only renew this asking for the Institute to help us rebuild the National Shrine, obviously. But this is not all about financial help. Almsgiving is also giving myself, giving my time, my energy, my attention to my family, to my husband, to my wife, to my siblings, to my kids. And you will see that once again, these sacrifices are much more difficult than the ones we typically think of. Yeah, giving up, you know, maybe some food or giving some helps to my neighbor that I'm typically used to do. But once again, giving my time, my attention to those that are most in need of this help. So a simple conclusion, keep in mind these two mysteries of the Nativity and Lent, the redemption, death of our Lord on the cross. Keep in mind these three gifts that you certainly want to bring the foot of the cross through these three pillars of prayer, fast, and almsgiving. And let us unite, especially today, our prayers, along with our provincial shrine in Chicago, bringing to our King our efforts, our sacrifices, and to hopefully rejoice one day in the light of the resurrection of our Lord in heaven, where we shall all be reunited, and this time for all eternity. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.